Hey, good evening, everyone. For our Halacha Gems learning tonight, we have a fascinating situation, a case. What happens in a situation where a person forgot to count Sfiras HaOmer on a Thursday night? And comes Friday evening, a person decides they're not going to make Shabbos at the Zman, they're going to make an early Shabbos. And you make an early Shabbos, and it's before Shkiyas HaChama, it's before sunset. And lo and behold, you are Mekabel the Shabbos already, which means to you it's already Shabbos. And lo and behold, you realize I forgot to count Sfiras HaOmer last night. In fact, I didn't count the whole day, even without a bracha. So the shaila is there still time? Is there still room in halacha for me to do something? Technically speaking, it's Shabbos in the sense that I was mekabel the Shabbos. And in that sense, it's now the next day, which we of course know then is the demarcation that it's no longer possible. Mitzad Echad. Mitzad Sheni, in the world, it's not Shabbos. Right? The Shkiyas HaChama, not yet. You have a lot of similar components of where this halacha applies. So let's just say you have a situation where a baby is born, a boy, also in such a situation. So it's during this period of time where some part of the bias, the husband went to shul's mekabel Shabbos already at a certain point early before Shabbos, and the wife gives birth in this in-between period of time. Do we say that it's during the day Friday the baby boy was born and therefore the bris is Friday? Or do we say that the bris is Sunday because it's Teichas HaShabbos? So what's the halacha? So can a person remedy the missing of Thursday night Sfiras HaOmer, Friday night, your Mekabel the Shabbos, it's before Shkiyas HaChama, is there a tikkun, is there a remedy? So Rav Moshe brings a famous case in the Taz. He explains that there's such a situation where there was a kehila, there was a community, that didn't have a shofar on Rosh Hashanah, for whatever the reason. They didn't have a shofar on Rosh Hashanah, and now it's Friday afternoon, and the community decided to be Mekabel the Shabbos. They made an early Shabbos, and lo and behold, somehow, some way, somewhere, there was a shofar that was procured. They found a shofar, and now they want to know, can they blow the shofar? Is it permissible? Mitzad Echad, they're mekabel the Shabbos, mitzad sheni not. So he says the following, that the Taz rules, says Rav Moshe, that it's permissible to be to carry the shofar. You can blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah in such a situation. And he gives two reasons why. Says the first, he says, is because there's a certain sense of a toast. There's a certain Kabbalah's Shabbos that was a mistaken Kabbalah's Shabbos. Meaning that had they known beforehand that there was a possibility of a shofar coming, they never would have been Mekabel the Shabbos. And so therefore, their Kabbalah, in some sense, says the Taz, that it's not a valid Kabbalah. That's Mitzad Echad. The second is that accepting the Shabbos before Shkiyas HaChama, before sunset, actually has no impact on the shofar. The Tkiyas shofar opportunity still has its validity. It's as if, of course, in the world, it's still Rosh Hashanah. So, Imtim Tzolomer, that it's still Rosh Hashanah. It's still Erev Shabbos in such a situation. So, similarly, Rav Moshe says, in such a circumstance, a person realized that they forgot to count Sfiras HaOmer, and it's before Shkiyas HaChama, before sunset. So, Afal Pichein, even though you're a Mekabel Shabbos, and technically speaking, it's good Shabbos from one to another, suffice it to say, you're able to then count Sfiras HaOmer, not miss Thursday, and Shalom Aleichem. However, Rav Moshe does say, there's a nafkamina la'alocha. A practical difference in this case, or the two answers of the Taz. What's a practical difference, la'alocha? In a situation where a person davened Ma'ariv already. So which means if you davened Ma'ariv, the first reason that if it is that you're Mekabel the Shabbos and you davened Ma'ariv, so to say that you didn't have in mind, or it's a tos, and then you'd have to then repeat the Ma'ariv and have all the brachas that you recited, a bracha levatala, he says that's not so clear. That you didn't necessarily think that that's not a toast, it's not a mistake. That's Mitzad Echad. Mitzad Sheni, the second possibility is that even if you daven Ma'ariv, according to the second answer of the Taz, is that okay, so you daven Ma'ariv, but in the world, what's the status of, what's the halach, what's the mitzias in the world? It's still, what?
No Adi Rosh.
I can't.
No Adi Rosh.
Yeah, okay.
Cannot happen.
Yeah, okay, so the question is, he says that in this circumstance, because in the world, it's not Shabbos for the world. Now obviously, why?
Cannot be the first day of Hashanah, cannot be a Friday.
So second day.
Second day,
you
only
go
yesterday. So it's not
the second day. It was not okay. No, maybe a Taz brings it down. It's a second, maybe a second day, then maybe they didn't have it for the second day. I don't know. Yeah, it brings it down. So he says that, okay, for the second reason, which is, because after all, it's not in the world. And that's what it would be. And therefore, technically speaking, assuming you remember, that's what it would be. So so then you'd be able to count the Sfiras HaOmer in such a situation. I will pick up from this Simitz Hashem tomorrow. I have an answer to you, which I'll tell you after. No, I have this in there.